I bought a smoke machine.
That's awesome. A fly just flew into my nose.
The bugs are insane right now. I don't know what is going on.
Oh my God, for real. Killing me.
What is there something about this year that has made the bugs go insane?
AI.
I've never seen.
Long story short, it's AI.
The bugs are AI.
No, the bugs aren't AI. The bugs are probably an effect of the global warming we're experiencing because of the excessive use of AI that they are insisting that we do while simultaneously destroying many ecosystems. Fuck AI. My official stance.
Well, I agree that global warming is an issue. Are bugs, like, more prevalent due to warmer weather?
Well, yeah. Yeah, they
Sounds
reproduce
legit.
In the warm. And they typically go into, like, a hibernation / stasis if they survive the winter. A lot of them don't. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways bugs can survive. But warmer weather, their mating cycles don't end. They just keep going.
Like Energizer bunnies.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes worse than that.
Have we ever tried turning bugs into batteries? Like in the Matrix?
Oh, Nikola Tesla did that, actually.
No.
With bugs?
Okay. We need to establish right now for the audience. That's Jazz.
Wasn't this
she
in a
lied.
Previous episode?
No, I think we talked about this at summer
she
camp.
She lies! Stop!
Oh, no, he was at summer camp.
Jazz's thing is that she lies about Nikola Tesla.
You don't know that it's a lie because he did so many crazy things, it's just impossible to say. This is my favorite game that I like to play for just myself. You could say that Nikola Tesla did almost anything and it sounds legitimate. So just,
it
you
doesn't.
Just, you can just
I promise
pepper
you,
that
there
in.
There was no point I believed you.
That's not true. And if you didn't, other people certainly did. I got Ari to think
believe
that Nikola
you.
Tesla invented chairs. I'm so sorry, Ari. Love you very much.
I mean, I feel like chairs weren't the
folding chair. It was folding chairs.
Okay, honestly, I could see about the time Nikola Tesla was around, he could be like, what if we folded a chair? I could see, but
this is what I'm saying.
That doesn't
you don't
seem
know
like
didn't.
When I think of Nikola Tesla, I don't think a guy who was thinking about chairs a lot.
He had an underground lab and he was like testing on cloning sheep, and those are all legitimate facts about Nikola Tesla. So you have no idea what was going on
I mean,
in that little
it?
Layer.
How would we know?
Exactly.
There's no way to know about Nikola Tesla.
That's the game. How
I mean,
would you know?
Since AI is also destroying the internet, it's a little hard to fact check things. So,
Jazz, is Nikola Tesla your favorite cryptid?
Yes,
Nikola Tesla
is actually.
Is that how you say it? Because that sounds very wrong to me.
I think it's just Nikola. Nikola
it's
Tesla.
Probably Nikola.
That's where I'm at. Thank you. And now that's my contribution.
Happy to have you, Beckers.
Beckers, how are you doing today? You're feeling a little low energy. You're not in the holiday spirit. By the way, everybody, this is our Christmas episode. Merry Christmas. If you're listening to this on Christmas Day, wear your present. I'm sorry, no one thought to get you anything, but we did. And it's us, this podcast. We're providing it to you for Christmas. If you're listening to this after Christmas, we didn't get you anything. I'm sorry.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy New Year's.
Almost.
It's coming. We'll talk about that next year. So, Beckers, what's up with you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just vibing. I have the day off.
Five. Yeah.
I stayed up until 5 in the morning.
Doing what?
There's a new recently released game in Early Access called Fellowship that I have been playing.
Okay, I want to talk to you about that.
Oh, boy.
Gaming podcast.
It's more friendship podcast. Beckers was very excited about this game. She's like, everyone sign up for the Fellowship beta. And she's like, oh, Bryce, this is going to be an NDA. We can't do a Let's Play on this, so you're not even going to want to play. I'm like, no, I'll play with you, Beckers. I like hanging out with you. We're friends. Even though she didn't say
not
happy
every
birthday
time
to
we
me.
Hang out, does it need to be content? Oh.
Even though two of the people on the podcast didn't say happy birthday to me.
Who else didn't?
I did. I said it today.
Yeah,
I also said it today.
When I pointed out that you did not say it.
I don't check my messages. It's amazing that I make it to any of these recordings with how little I actually check my phone.
It honestly, if we don't hear from you, I consider that a stronger likelihood that you'll be there.
You don't like me just sending random gifts?
At least that is indication that you did hear us.
Yeah.
Let's not get distracted from Becker's.
Fellowship.
Yeah. Speaking of fellowship, so I sign up for the fellowship beta. I'm in, Becker's. We can play. And she goes, okay. Does anyone else want to play? We're talking to people. Jazz did not have a computer to be able to play yet. She was kind of in conversation. She could play now. She's got a computer. But I asked her, should we hop in sometime? And Becker's was like, no, the game's not good enough yet. I don't recommend jumping in. And I'm like, okay, let me know when we want to play. And the game is now out on early access to the public. And I've seen Becker's playing. And at no point has Becker's been like, Bryce, let's get in there. It's ready to go. I'm having so much fun. Let's play together. And I've been waiting for the call. I've been like, she'll let me know when it's the time to go. So if she's saying that she's been up till 4 a.m. playing this game she's having so much fun with, I'm wondering where the call was.
Okay, 5 a.m. first of all. Second of all, that's a little different from how I remember it. From how I remember it was I was trying to play the beta and it was the servers were really terrible. So yeah, I was like, it is frustrating. Let's just wait till it's better.
Yeah,
you I said didn't believe.
Not,
oh,
not ready
oh, okay.
Yet.
Is this just the Bryce show? He talks for 20 minutes. I start to say one thing.
It's my turn now. No,
I rest my case. Becker's proceed. I throw myself at the mercy of the court. Go ahead, Becker's.
I gotta find my gavel.
Please do. We need some order in here. I said we should wait to play it because the game's terrible, which it was. At no point did that mean to me that Bryce was waiting for my permission to play. I don't know why I say me saying the game's terrible right now means you are not allowed to play until Becker says so.
He wanted to play with you.
I mean, that's fine, but like... Buy
if
the game.
Someone says we should wait until, that means that when it is not that, it is time for us to go, and I have not been given the green light. I've been waiting for the green light. Becker's put on the red light. I said, okay, not time. She'll give me the green light. And the green light was apparently on for her, and I didn't get the green light.
I started playing it. All I did was play it.
Yeah, and apparently it was good enough to play up till 5 a.m. Why didn't I get the call?
Why do you need a call?
Because we could have played together. Do you think I want to play with randos? No, I want to play with the good friend Beckers. We're gonna jump into the fellowship together like fellows.
Well, then let's play.
Okay, like we'll fellows. Play later.
It's just that easy, everybody. Incredible.
This could have been a long time ago. I didn't know you were waiting for me.
The last time I had said, like, Beckers,
you literally
want to
just said, I can see that Beckers is playing this every day. And then you're just like, I will say nothing.
Maybe it was you checking in and you were like, it's not ready for Bryce. This
I don't
is
know.
Not
I've got
time.
Like 29 hours on record, I think. And it's been out for like 4 days. So
okay. Maybe you were thoroughly checking the thing and saying, no, this game sucks and it's not ready for Bryce. And I will let him know.
You know what? I think it's still, you know, it's still not good enough.
If you're playing till 5 a.m.
I haven't been able to play it at all today. It's been down all day. It's a good thing I stayed up till 5 a.m. It's really tough.
I mean, technically 5 a.m. does count as today, but...
It does.
Speaking of which, today is Christmas Day, and you are listening to Why Are We Doing This? A monthly conversational podcast starring myself, Bryce, and it's Christmas in December, and she's... the best present you can get. It's Darian.
Hey, fun fact. Did you know my name actually means gift? Does
what?
It? Yeah.
Is this
Darian
a Nikola Tesla thing?
I was going to say, did Nikola Tesla
Darian,
invent that?
In Greek, it's Greek for gift. That's what my name means.
Nice.
And the Nikola Tesla of Christmas, it's Jazz.
Yes.
Hello.
That's what I was hoping
for.
That's
all she's ever wanted.
Yeah.
Jazz invented Christmas.
That's true.
Not Nikola Tesla.
No, that one was all me.
And she's coming down your fireplace and got a big bowl of Christmas joy. It's Becker's.
That's me.
Becker's, I have to know, how do you get down the fireplace without spilling the big bowl of Christmas joy?
You balance it on your head, and then you use all four limbs to shimmy down.
Okay, perfect, yeah.
What flavor is the Christmas joy?
Mint.
Ooh.
Yeah, I prefer Halloween joy. That's chocolate.
Ooh, that's good.
Okay. Today, we are going to be talking about what are your Christmas traditions. It is that holiday time. I think around all holidays, people will have different traditions. And I want to know, what do you guys do during Christmas? Christmas. That's the holiday we're talking about.
What hat is this?
I think it makes sense to start with the most festive of us. Becker's, what do you do at Christmas?
Like right now or historically? Because everything's better when you're a child.
I think this is going to involve a lot of like what your childhood Christmas is going to be like. And maybe we can look at adult Christmas. But yeah, what was Christmas like growing up?
Okay. So I had two Christmases. And it wasn't because my parents were divorced. It was just because my family just really liked Christmas. So on Christmas Eve, we had extended family Christmas. And we went to my grandma's house and we did like a gift exchange with like cousins and aunts and uncles and stuff. And we played cards and whatever. And then on Christmas Day in the morning, we would wake up and do just like our family with my parents and my siblings. And we'd open presents then. And one time I got a puppy. So.
And you are forever changed.
Yep.
Was that your first pet?
No. I mean, we've had pets always. We had a dog that I don't remember because I was too little.
Wow.
That dog was like the first pet that like, that was sick. We had birds a lot. I don't recommend birds. They poop. They don't really like you.
That is the thing about
you animals. Can't cuddle birds. Hot take. I don't understand pets that you can't cuddle. I don't get it. Not for me.
Snakes are cool.
They're cool, but they don't like you. They don't want to be there.
Yeah. My snake thought I was really cool, probably.
I bet he did. Or she.
It was I bet she. They did. It was my only girl pet I've ever had.
Outside the actual Christmas day, do you have like things leading up or any?
Do you do like an advent calendar?
No, we didn't do lead up. I mean, we had traditions. We always have cinnamon rolls and cherry turnovers on Christmas morning. That's Christmas breakfast, which is just Christmas dessert breakfast. And we listened to the Mariah Carey holiday CD. I had that whole CD, front and back. I know that. Forever.
Darren, how was Christmas like for you?
My Christmases were great up until I was 14 years old.
Okay.
And I had this really cool power of unintentionally spoiling my Christmas gifts for myself almost every year. I found out my parents were getting us one of those like little replica cars that you can actually drive around, like the Power Wheels or whatever.
Oh,
we got a Silverado one year. I found it beforehand. It was supposed to be from Santa. I ruined Santa for myself really young. I was probably like 7 and my brother was 4. So my parents had to fight me real hard. Like, you better not ruin that for your brother or we're going to be really upset. So, I found out we were getting bikes when I was 12. I found out we were getting a Game Boy when I was 13. And then the year my parents broke up, which was the year I was 14, that one sucked. But I found out my dad was getting a PlayStation 3. And this was before I knew that they had stopped making the PlayStation 3s that were backwards compatible. So I knew I was getting a PlayStation 3 for Christmas. So I packed all my favorite PlayStation 2 games, which were mostly Kingdom Hearts, and packed those to go to my dad's house for the weekend. And we get there and we open the present and I was like, I knew it! Yeah! And I ran into my bedroom. I got my games. Dad's like, how did you know? I was just like, well, You know, now it's autism. It was pattern recognition because my parents were trying really, really hard to make sure that we liked them better than the other one at the time. So I was like, what would dad get to make us like him more than mom? Games, obviously. But yeah, it wasn't backwards compatible. So dad then had to drive us to Sioux Falls because we lived in Del Rapids and we didn't have a major retailer to get any video games from. and we had to drive into town to go get video games to play on our brand new PlayStation. So that was kind of cool.
And then you got two Christmases.
I started to get a lot more Christmases than that because we'd have one with each of our parents, like the individual Christmas mornings. Because my mom also started having other kids. So like we had to have real Christmases every year. And so I had two Christmases with just my parents. But then we also had like my dad's family Christmases and my mom's family Christmases. So I ended up having four Christmases every year. But I really only liked like one of them because when I had Christmas with my dad, we got to wake up, open gifts, and then we played video games all day together. But all the other Christmases were full of a lot more drama and ridiculousness. So those Christmases sucked. One of my worst core memories was on Christmas, actually.
No.
Yeah. We had
Jazz, how many Christmases did you have?
You know what? Trauma?
I was invested in it.
You want to tell the story? Okay.
Yeah, if you're interested, I'm very interested.
If you want to tell it, you can tell it, but you were hesitating just enough that I threw it to Jazz. It's up to you.
Mostly, I just don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. But this was like really, really long time ago. So my mom's house that fall had flooded, so we couldn't live there anymore. So we were living with her boyfriend, which was the father of my little sister at the time. We didn't have my little brother yet. After this story, you'll wonder why we got a little brother, but you know, my mom's not bright. It's fine. My mom made questionable decisions. Christmas night, we were woken up because her boyfriend was being real shit and tried to like throw her down the stairs and stuff. So that was really cool. Pretty rough. Cops had to be called and we were like, they arrested him. They took him away and they were like, you got 30 minutes to pack a bag and get the fuck out of here. Like you can't stay. So we did. And then we went and lived with my aunt for 4 months. And that was also interesting. And then we went back. For some reason.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Christmas really brings out the stressful in everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, yep.
This really makes it clear why we named the podcast, Why Are We Doing This? Jazz, how many Christmases did you have growing up?
Two, yeah. I had Christmas with...
Yeah!
Yeah, what do you want from me, man? I had a split family, too. No, I had Christmas with my mom and dad and my little sister and our grandparents. And then I would go... And my little sister started to come with me as well. But we would go to my biological father's family Christmas with my older brother and my grandma and my aunt and cousins and everything. So I had two. The one with my family, my mom and dad and everything was definitely like a bigger affair and more of a close-knit thing. And then it kind of felt a little bit like it was very much like going over to a relative's house that you like don't really see often. You're like, well, I'm doing this because they told me to. And you go and you're like, okay. It was great to see my brother. My brother and I for a while gave each other like prank gifts back and forth. So 1 year I gave him two quarters that were minted in his birth year, rolled in an entire roll of duct tape that I made him unravel. And we got up for dinner at one point. He was like, I can't get up because I have the ball and the unraveled part and I'll forget which one's which. And then the following year, he gifted me a metal box that was welded shut and a screwdriver. And he was like, figure that out. It was filled with gold coins. So that was, it was like $50. And I was like throwing it around in the driveway, trying to break it open. It was not breaking open. It did chip the driveway. Clever man, my brother. He left just enough of an opening on one side to wedge the screwdriver in. So it was a chisel situation. It took a lot of effort and assistance. My little sister helped out morally. I don't think she really helped it at all. But yeah, it was a good like 3-hour ordeal. And my whole family was laughing at me. This is a fun thing to reflect on. But we got it open. We got it open. And it was cute. It was far too elaborate for like a 15-year-old, but it was cute. But that was like the main part of that. But main Christmas was with my mom and dad and my sister and my grandparents at home.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That man has 3 children of his own now. And I think about that a lot. He's a very good dad, but I think about it a lot.
Yeah. So I just had the one Christmas where I know when I was much younger that my cousins from Minnesota would come. And then we'd have a big thing because my grandparents lived basically with us, and we'd have a big thing. And honestly, like, I don't remember like a single present I got. The only thing I can kind of remember around the Christmas was that we would play like Monopoly, and it would always be the thing of like those games would go on forever. And the big thing I remember, because all my cousins would come, is we would have big Command and Conquer LAN parties. And that, cool. That like, when I think of like Christmas when I'm younger, I'm thinking, oh yeah, this is when we would do like a big Command and Conquer match and like play Monopoly. And that's when I think about like Christmas growing up, that's the only thing I can kind of think about. But yeah, it's like in terms of presents, I can't think of a single Christmas present that I got. Do you guys have like a, like, obviously, Darian knew a few. Do you guys have like a standout Christmas present that you got?
So many. One time I got a teddy bear as big as I was. And I remember that.
Cool.
I was like 7 at the time, but that was sick. I had that for a long time. I got a Barbie suitcase once. And that one I found in the closet of my parents because I was, okay, it was near Christmas. And I was looking for my dad's crutches to play with them because I was a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it didn't occur to me that I probably shouldn't like go in their closet around Christmas. But I found a Barbie like luggage thing, which was full of Barbies. Like it was a suitcase for transporting Barbies specifically. Yeah. And I was just like, I found that and I was like, oh, shit. I instantly left. And I felt so guilty. I was walking around that house like I had committed murder, and I told my brother because the guilt was so much. It was so much. And then dinner, the same day that I told my brother, he goes, hey, guess what Becca did? She found a Christmas present in the closet. And I was at dinner and I was like, oh my God. And I started crying at dinner. And my parents were all pissed at my brother. And that really Uno reversed on him, didn't it? Because I was a perfect child who never did anything wrong. So
naturally,
he got in trouble,
obviously,
for upsetting me.
Excellent.
Because he's a snitch. Your parents were like, what's wrong with you?
No snitches.
Not raising any snitches.
Honestly. Honestly. You don't snitch on family.
Yeah.
Yep. And then also, you know, tons of games, like Final Fantasy games. I remember one time I got Final Fantasy 12 and I was sick because my brother had moved out by that point. So my income stream of Final Fantasy games now had to come directly to me. And... Oh, I got a subscription to Toontown. That was sick. Got a bike. I got an electric scooter. That was cool. I rode that thing all around the neighborhood. A puppy. I mean, there's like, you know, you get family presents sometimes. I don't know if you guys did that, but like, it was like, this is for the family. It's not for you. Yeah, yeah. So those included all of the game consoles that we had, which wasn't all of them. It was PlayStation 1 and 2 and the Wii. And honestly, the Wii was baller. Everyone played that. Even my parents played that with us. That was very fun. We played tennis and bowling and Mario Kart. I was a Mario Kart master.
Nothing's made it clearer that we lived very different childhoods, because the family present to my family would be like, here's a box of chocolates for you guys to all to share. Not, here's a game console.
Yeah.
I mean, if it makes it better, we lived in a trailer, but it was inside of that trailer. We had a good time.
Clearly.
Hell yeah.
It was probably a bomb-ass trailer.
It had at least one closet.
One of my favorite things we did was we used to play, like, it wasn't a LAN party, but because we played with my grandparents in Florida, too, but we would play Medal of Honor and Unreal Tournament, first-person shooters with, like, our 12 people, our whole family. Like, my mom, my dad, my brother, my grandparents, my cousin, my uncle, like, all of us would play these games, and it was very interesting that we did that. I think that was really fun. I remember I was, like, 7, and I found my grandpa who was having trouble with the controls, and I just walked up behind him, and I missed, you know, and I just stood there, and I let him kill me because he hadn't killed anyone yet.
Aww. He was probably just having fun playing with the kids. He didn't need to do good.
It does feel bad if you don't do anything, though. So,
yeah. Well, that's me when I do a Let's Play with you guys.
Aw, Bryce. That's not true. You used the camera that one time, remember? Remember when we played content warning? Yep.
You were just saying that because it's the Let's Play that you literally just watched.
Yeah, but it's so funny.
I would love to, like, ask you questions about a game that we've done a Let's Play for and be like, see what you remember, and then let you watch the Let's Play and see what is, like, if you,
like,
remember
in a quiz style, or just like, what do you remember, like, yeah, vaguely.
See if you can remember, because
see if it's vague, I'm not gonna remember jack shit. We played together. Yeah. I might be able to list all the people that were there, maybe.
I didn't remember anything about Fast Food Simulator. That's what makes it so funny when you watch it back.
Rewatching that was
so funny.
I laughed so hard I cried. I was just like, this is unreal. Yeah.
It's like watching other people do funny stuff, but it's you. You did.
Yeah. It's really good for my soul, okay?
Like, look how funny I am.
Funny.
I will say that, like, I think the next generation is going to have an easier time, like, remembering their holidays and stuff, because it's way easier to film stuff. Like, the vlogs and the content we make for Last Geek, it is a thing of, like, oh, we go on... There's a big pushback on, like, oh, put down the camera, you make memories. Being able to watch back this stuff... Like, there's things, like, you don't need to film a concert, it's, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, film the stuff around... Film your friends dancing. Film this that stuff. Because it's, like, you're probably going to struggle to remember it, but if you can watch back the video, you're like, oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah.
It triggered that shit so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is a thing of, like... I think there might be a video of us getting an NES for Christmas, or like a Super Nintendo. I think it would maybe be an NES. And now that I think about it, like, I don't remember it, but I think I remember watching a video of us getting an NES.
Neat.
So that might be the Christmas. Assuming that's, I'm slightly worried that I'm just thinking of the famous video of the kid getting the N64.
A viral moment, yeah. Yes. A viral moment from the internet.
Am I thinking of that, or was there a time that I did got an NES? That might be probably the Christmas present that I can remember, and would be a huge one. Even though I don't think... Like, I'm trying to think of how much NES I played. I know my brother played a whole lot. I remember playing some baseball. And I know my dad and brother played a lot of Final Fantasy. And I never really did. And Super Mario 3. But other than that, like, baseball and Super Mario 3, I think, are the only games I really played on NES. But obviously, like, I'm making video game content now, so that's got to start somewhere. I imagine... Everybody here probably got their first game console that Christmas.
No.
No?
I never got my own.
Well, yeah. the family. Like, the first
wait,
one you
I take that back. I got a Nintendo 3 or a Nintendo DS, actually. Not 3DS, it was a Nintendo DS for
my sister and I
birthday.
Got DSs as well. I think that was a Christmas one.
Our first ones I don't remember getting, cuz I was too little.
I remember my dad had an SNES. But then when we moved into Del Rapids, we had a PlayStation and we no longer had the SNES. So I think he had to sell it to get the PlayStation 1. And then shortly after that is when the PlayStation 2 came out and we traded in for that. And that was sick. We played so much PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2 was my first console. It was a birthday gift, actually, not a Christmas gift. Because we didn't really play games as much. Like, obviously, I'm a little farther removed from the video games even now. But, like, we didn't play a lot of video games. So when that came out, it was a gift for me. It was kind of a gift for my dad. And then my dad and my sister and I would play, which was usually my dad playing games and my sister and I, like, on the couch watching him. But PS2 was our first one.
I think I bought myself a PS2. No, wait, nah.
Bryce is old.
No, I do remember we played, watching my brother play Grand Theft Auto 3. Because I remember we ran it through the VCR to the TV. So I could put a VHS in and record the gameplay.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I remember doing that and watching. I was just like, oh man, this is so cool that I could record my gameplay.
You made your own Let's Plays when you were a kid?
I wonder if I could find those tapes.
Yeah, man, that would be so cool to see. Oh man.
It's too bad that it's just the gameplay, you know?
Yeah, so, still. You can watch and be like...
Why
are you doing that, me? What are you doing? See how far you've come as a gamer.
I would do the thing that we would always do in Grand Theft Auto of like, okay, I'm going to just see how much stars I can get and how long I can survive.
Oh, you did in Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I would obviously play the story, but when I went to record the VHS, I'm like, we got to go with some high action. Let's go for stars.
Make it interesting, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, I tried to drive as good as I could and follow the laws of traffic.
Oh,
I love that.
Beckers, I promise you, when I'm playing normal, I am not running over anyone. My girlfriend can attest that I will like be upset if like someone gets hit, and I will like pause and then watch them get up and be like, okay, we're good. He got up.
I don't want to hurt any feelings, but I think you guys might be playing the game wrong.
I have two modes.
I'm allowed to kill the people that I'm allowed to kill. The civvies, or they didn't do nothing. They're not involved in this.
They're just going to freaking Walgreens, you know?
You can't just do random violence. It has to be strategic.
It's Grand Theft Auto, not murdered grandma game. Come on.
I had two modes, following all of the missions to finish the game or going to the strip club or finding a prostitute. And if I found a prostitute, obviously I would utilize her services. And then once she exited the car, I'd run her over to get my money back.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
To go find another one, okay? It's called recycling.
Okay, moving to the present. Moving to now. Now that we're all adults, do you have your own Christmas traditions? How do you handle Christmas now?
It's much less of an affair. I think when you're young, it's a big thing. And then, I don't know, being an adult in my 30s with just cats, it's like a more low-key. My partner and I get an advent calendar every year with dice. So
sick!
Like D&D dice. It's awesome. Yes! We've done it for 2 years now. And it's so fun to get a new dice every day for a little goblin-y rock bags. That's kind of it. There's like traditions I'd like to bring in from my childhood and just haven't gotten to it, I guess.
Like what?
When I was a kid, did y'all do stockings? Like Christmas stockings?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very bare bones. I did not do any of that. So, but the cool kids did. Go on.
Thank you. Well, Santa would hide everybody's stocking. That was like the thing.
Cute.
Yeah. So it was clever. Yeah.
Can I pause for a second? It is fucked up with the little elf thing that the
elf on a shelf.
Elf on a shelf. Yeah, I hate him.
hate his
You're
ass.
Saying that they like hit it? I'm like, they got the little elf that the parents have to hide every night, and they're like, oh, he's watching you. That is a mess. That we as a society need to knock that off. Yeah. I am not okay with Elf on the Shelf, and I think we should protest it.
I think Christmas is already a lot.
Well, I feel like Elf on the Shelf started with like really pure intentions, but the combination of having the internet is like, well, now we got to be as wild as possible so we can have our viral moment. So people are doing just like the most buck wild, either super duper fun and ridiculous and hard to attain, or downright cruel. And it's gotten disgusting, weird. Actually.
Yeah. I mean, Santa's already got some weird, like, oh, he's watching stuff. But they've literally got, oh, Santa's informants up there. He's watching. You better behave. Yeah. That's a little, like, the overall concept of Santa of, like, hey, you know, he's watching. He's going to, you know, at the end of the day, the kids are going to get presents. So it's fine. But it's just like, hey, he's up there watching. It's just like, let's not. And still literally like a security camera guy for Santa. Yeah.
Is Santa the reason that I have issues with authority now?
I right? think there's a like, lot of you were, reasons.
You were right. Yeah. All right.
But Jazz, your cool things were being moved.
Oh, yeah. No elves involved. Yeah. No, it was very clever on my parents' part as a way to be like, oh, you can wake up early, go find your stocking, leave us alone. You know what I mean? But they would, it was great. But so every year they would hide everybody's stockings. My mom and dad would hide each other's. And then my grandma and grandpa lived with us and they would also hide each other's.
Aww.
And then everyone would get let loose and you'd search. It was always just the first floor of the house, always inside. There were like some boundaries. And you just look until you found yours, but you'd find other people's and be like, I know what your stocking is. Like gobbling around.
I'm not going to tell you.
I found all five or all six. There was one year my mom was, I remember she was so trying not to be angry because it was Christmas, but she was like so peeved because she couldn't find her stocking and none of us had found it. And my dad at like 3 a.m, somehow silently had hammered a nail into the wall behind the curtains in his office and just hung it on this nail behind the curtains. And she didn't find it that year. He had to show her where it was and she was so pissed and it was so awesome. But that's
hilarious. I would love to be doing that.
I was iconic. It's like, Dad, you've won Christmas forever.
Legend.
Yeah, he was the best. But I would like to do that now. And it's just a matter of like, I think when you're adults, especially like late 20s, early 30s, you still have that obligation to be like, I should go see my family. Maybe that's just me. Or your partner's like, we should go see my family. And so you trade off back and forth. And it's like, when do you start establishing your own Christmas traditions? Yeah. And we are staying home this year. So I think we'll finally get to maybe start our own things and not just be going to respective families, and I'm gonna try to hide a stocking, hopefully.
That's
get
awesome.
That off the ground.
We just started stockings, I think 2 years ago. There was a period, my job is really busy during Christmas, so it was like a bad time for me of just like, this is the worst time of year. I'm out late every day, I'm tired, I'm cold, this sucks. Things have kind of changed that it's a little bit better, especially because my partner has been helping. She's been getting hired on during this time to help. So I have been getting home earlier and things have been going better. That I've been getting more in the Christmas spirit the last few years. So we ended up getting stockings like 2 years ago, I think. Yeah, I think we got one with our first letters of our name on them. And then my son was maybe going to come to Christmas last year, but then last second he was like, no, not doing it. So we had gotten him a stocking, but he wasn't there for Christmas. So we just hang them up because yeah, it's a deal of like, I didn't have stockings, that just having a stocking is like a special, like, oh, I've got this now. But on the advent calendar, Lego has been doing these Lego advent calendars the last few years. We got a city Lego calendar and they'd have little like city deals. I like the city stuff more than kind of the Star Wars or different
branded
things
stuff, that mm-hmm. different IP stuff.
Because when I was a kid, I would have I wanted to have like a little Lego city and stuff, have like little, like, you know, roads and all that. So I kind of like that. I'm like, ooh, it'd be really cool to build that up. So we get the Lego advent calendar. It'll be kind of fun because you'll be getting kind of pieces, and then they have kind of like a little kind of drawing on the floor of it, so you can kind of, I can kind of decide like, oh, this is, it looks like a little kid, oh, I'll put him in the square that looks like a house, and oh, this is a little snowman, I'll put him outside. And then we will also get the Star Wars one, and then I'll have Aaron do the Star Wars one, I'll do the city one. And so every day we get home from work, and then we'll be like, ooh, time to open up the advent calendar. Aaron also likes to get this cheese advent calendar that I think Sam's Club sells. So she'll be like, ooh, let me get my cheese, and then let me get the Legos. So we've been doing those, and that makes that really fun. And then recently, I saw that Pokemon had its own advent calendar, which you can see in the video. And I'm trying to convince Aaron.
How expensive is that?
It's not too bad. Also, it lights up. You probably can't see it. It's lit up behind the things. The little houses and stuff light up behind. I'm trying to convince Aaron to fill it up for me because I like getting stuff. But she's like, I don't know what to put it in. And I'm like,
oh, figure it out. It's not like a pre-made one?
No, because that's the... It's cool that like, oh, I get the Lego deal. It would be cool to get a special treat from your partner every day.
Yeah.
To get something special. So
that's cute.
We'll see if I can convince Aaron to do something with it. She's like, I don't know what to put in. I'm like, you can figure it out.
You could just put different words in each one. And then at the end of the advent calendar, he's got to put all the words together to spell the message.
Yep.
Cute.
Fart.
Love
noise.
A puzzle.
Also, we've been definitely getting a lot more Christmas ornaments. We have the Christmas tree that Aaron brought. I want to get this a smart Christmas tree that has like very colorful lights that can be programmed to do different animations. I've been looking at every year, but yeah, I've been looking at every year. I just haven't pulled the trigger on it. But we've gotten so many ornaments that like we need a second tree that we might get. Eventually, we'll get a second tree and have one like upstairs and one downstairs.
You could do a portal tree.
That's too much. Darren, what's going on with you? What's going on with your Christmas?
So David and I don't have our own Christmas traditions so much because typically in the past, that's been like the dedicated time that we can go see his family because they live so far away. I mean, I guess mostly we participate in theirs. So Christmas Eve, they open the stockings. And then Christmas Day, wake up. We have this, it's like a pecan French toast that like they marinate overnight. It's so delicious. That's a tradition that they do every year. They literally like pull the same like handwritten recipe card from David's grandmother that they've been using for like 40 years at this point. They pull it out every year. They make the same recipe for everybody. So that's really cute. I also have unintentionally created a tradition where people are just waiting for how I'm going to hurt myself at the holidays. Because I tend to. I don't know why. Every year, family Christmas, I hurt myself in some way or another. And when I don't, then we all get to laugh about that and enjoy that. We get gifts for the pets, too. One time, I wanted to get stockings for all the pets, and I think I did, but we've lost them, so I don't know. I'm gonna have to get them again.
We ended up getting like kind of basic stocking, just like some red ones with initials, and then I've seen like really cool, like, ooh, here's a Star Wars or here's a One Piece stocking, and I'm like, shit, I wish I knew that these were options when I was getting mine. So
I'll have my mom send a picture that I can't show right now, but our stockings were like, I don't know where she found them, but they're like hand embroidered. They are those kind of stockings that you would see in a Christmas movie, like so elaborate looking and so gorgeous. Cause my mom, Christmas is her favorite holiday, always has been. And it's like, she puts the most effort into it. And so our house was picturesque. Our stockings were like super, super over the top.
Beckers, how is your Christmas?
My Christmas is suck now. So we usually had like the immediate family Christmas and then the extended family Christmas. My brother doesn't live here anymore. My sister has a bunch of kids. So we always just do Christmas at my sister's house because everyone is mostly getting presents for the kids. And then we did extended family Christmas. But now my uncle's family, one of my uncle's families, they're excommunicated. So that's like a lot smaller and less festive. We don't really get gifts for each other except for the kids anymore now. Is kind of the deal. I was a kid before, so it was fun, but the adults don't really exchange gifts. I usually still get a gift from my parents and I tell them I'm not going to, and that's been happening for about 10 years, so I don't know how that hasn't, you know, I'm getting them a gift every year. It's happening. But I don't know, Christmas tends to be just stressful for me now because all I do is make this list of like 12 people I have to figure out a gift for, and it's I'm so busy all the time, you know, I don't have time to figure out this gift thing. So it's always just this chore. We decorate at our house, which is cool, but we don't really do anything at our house. And then my grandma died last year, 1 year and 3 days ago. Wow. So last year we just didn't do anything at all for the whole family, either family.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know what we'll do this year, if we'll do anything. Because that really kind of killed Christmas spirit, I think, for us that year.
And could be a good opportunity to start some personal Christmas traditions.
But it's, yeah, maybe. Okay, maybe we've never done stockings.
We're all just going to show up at Becker's house and we're going to force her to
on
have
Christmas
a happy
morning.
Christmas. Yeah, we're all going to force her to have a happy Christmas.
And we're all going to be in matching pajamas. And we'll take out her pair that we brought with.
Cute.
The footy pajamas. They have some obnoxious design on them.
We're all gonna like it's all gonna like spell out something when we all stand together.
Maybe I will start. Maybe I'll get my husband a stocking this year. I'll hide it somewhere.
I feel like I'm gonna steal Jazz's stocking thing, TBH. That's just cute.
It's fun.
And fun.
The problem with hiding it is all the animals in our house.
For Easter,
if you put food in it.
Me and Aaron got those little plastic eggs, and we hid each. We got like the same amount and put little things inside for each other and hid them. Like I had upstairs, she had downstairs. She hid them too well. Like she hid them in the laundry room, which is a mess, in like the back deal. That I'm just like. Oh, you know, the first few is like, oh, I'm finding them and stuff. And then you get to a certain point where it's just like, where the heck are these?
I made an egg hunt for David 1 year. I didn't make it hard for him, though. I just did those goofy, like, cheesy hiding places that, like, when you're first scanning, you might overlook. But then when you're really looking, then you spot one that's like, eh, I see you.
Yeah, I think the thing that we need to think about is that like, oh, Christmas was really fun for us because, you know, the parents were trying to do the thing and you love those traditions of like, just do those with your partner. Just say, hey, we're going to hide each other's stocking. We're going to make sure we get each other a really good gift. We're going to, you know, invite friends over and have a big Christmas dinner or whatever. Like, I am having better Christmases now than I had as a kid because I'm looking at my partner and saying like, hey, all these traditions that we didn't have money for or that like my family didn't do, let's do the thing. Let's have a more festive, like all when it's Christmas Day, I have my house turn on these festive lights, Christmas music plays, the tree comes on and it's a whole thing that was not anything like what I remember when I was a kid. And it's way more like Christmassy than I remember. And it's just like, I'm providing myself the better Christmas than I was having because why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Listener, give yourself the Christmas that you want to have. You deserve it. And
go buy a Dice advent calendar.
Yeah.
They're so fun.
If you're like, I want a present and I don't have anyone to give it to me, go get an advent calendar. It's a present. You don't know what's in there. And every day you get to be excited and buy like 10 of them. And then you got a whole bunch of presents all year round. And now you're getting like, oh man, what's my Lego set going to be today? What's my dice set going to be? What cheese am I going to eat? You'll be excited every day of Christmas. If one of those dice suck, the cheese will be good. Or the Lego order will be good. You're going to have something. It's going
to
be great.
Just don't mix them up. You're not going to have a good time if you try to eat the Lego or the
building
dice
with cheese
or roll the cheese. Well, we hope you had a Merry Christmas today, audience, and we'll see you in the new year.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays
and a happy new year.